Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is the Valley of Becca. And that can be spelled two ways, B-A-C-C-A or B-A-K-A, depending on who you talk to. Well, in Psalm 84, it talks about the Valley of Becca, which is most commonly known from the ancient text, from what I read anyway, that it means the Valley of Weeping, or the Valley of Tears. And it's called that because it's a picture of a very dry place where life is almost impossible to sustain. For us in the United States, it could be kind of compared to Death Valley. It reminds me spiritually how sometimes we go into Death Valley or the Valley of Weeping in times of trouble and stress and hardships, and life is a struggle. Well, Psalm 84 doesn't present this valley of struggle, this valley of tears, as an overcoming power to the Christian. As a matter of fact, in Psalm 84, it starts out with, "How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Yea, even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a rest for herself, where she may have her young." And it kind of goes on to say, and he says, in this one place, verse 5, he says, "Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the Valley of Becca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion." Isn't it great? It's saying the one who has the perspectives of the being blessed of God, who loves the Lord and longs to be in his presence, even when he goes into the Valley of Tears in the Becca, he makes it a well. He fills the pools with his tears, and he's still rejoicing, is what he says. He goes from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Then he even says in verse 10, "Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked." So you can see what he's saying, because he says, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk is blameless." So I want to encourage you, when you think about this, the Valley of Becca, the Valley of Tears, that sometimes you go through those things. And when you do, it's time to rejoice. It's time to hold on to God and draw close to him. It's time to believe that one day with God is better than a thousand somewhere else, and that you can focus. And I think the key is you can focus on being with God. And even when you go into stressful times, he will sustain you. You will go from strength to strength, even through the times of tears and the valley of weeping. So think about that when you get in that situation, and rejoice in the Lord. God bless you, and have a great day.